where Reed has been patiently waiting. Hi, Reed. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Dr. Johnson. We really appreciate all your help and advice that you gave me. I've got open-angle glaucoma. What do you recommend for that?
Well, let me tell you something they published in Science magazine that is pertinent to you, so hang in there. In April of 2017, it was really a breakthrough. They were working with a type of experimental animal. It was either rats or mice, I forget which, and since it wasn't politicians, I guess it was mice. And what they did, these are mice that are specially bred so that they all get glaucoma. I am not kidding you. All these poor little mice, they all get glaucoma. They think they found what causes glaucoma. They found that inside the cells of the eyeball, the round eyeball that is, inside those cells, that there was not enough ATP being made. Now, ATP is the, quote, energy molecule, close quote, that powers every cell in our bodies. There was not enough ATP being made by the mitochondria, which is the little energy engines inside of every cell that make ATP. And then they found out why. Because they fed niacinamide, that's not niacin, that's niacinamide, to those little mice. And 93% of them did not develop glaucoma in the rest of their mouse lifetime, sir, because the niacinamide reactivated the mitochondria. If we want to be really technical here, it's called mitochondrial complex 1. And once that's reactivated, the little mitochondria could make plenty of ATP, and plenty of ATP could support the eyeball cells, and they didn't get glaucoma. So it appears that they may have found the cause for glaucoma. And that's not the only thing I got to tell you about, but I do have to start with that, because treating the cause is always best if we can find it. And those researchers may have found it. And quite obviously, the cause is never, ever a lack of patent medicines. So anyway, sir, I'm not an eye doc, so I don't see many people with glaucoma, but I do see a whole bunch of people who need niacinamide for other reasons. So I know the parameters of safety with this stuff. Going clear back to the 1940s when a doctor discovered, Dr. Kaufman, in fact, discovered that niacinamide in high doses would completely control the symptoms of osteoarthritis. I've taken his advice and asked people with that problem to swallow a total of 3,000 milligrams of niacinamide a day. And what do you know? Just like Dr. Kaufman found in his research, over 90% of those people have complete control of their osteoarthritis, no more pain. So you can take that much, sir, because there's another reason you can besides Dr. Kaufman's research, and that is that if we take too much niacinamide for any of us, we start getting like seasick, a little bit of no low-grade nausea, and that's the symptom, too much niacinamide for me, and I got to back off to a lower dose. So I'd give that a try first, sir. You don't happen to have any osteoarthritis, do you?
Repeat that again.
Do you happen to have osteoarthritis, too? It's sometimes called...
Yes, I do.
It's sometimes called degenerative arthritis.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sir. Well, then I would say there is a high degree of probability that this is going to work for you, because if it powers the mitochondria inside the cartilage cells and in over 95% of cases completely controls all the symptoms of osteoarthritis so nobody ever has to have joint surgery, it's very likely to do the same darn thing for the eyeball cells.
Great, great. Well, I'll sure try it. And 3,000, you say, would be a day's portion of each one of
Yes, and a couple of things. One, it comes in 1,000 milligram capsules, which one can take thrice daily. But if you happen to be a guy, and you seem to be, and guys can swallow bigger pills, there is now on the market, and I know we have it at Toma Dispensary. I don't know if it's available elsewhere, but I do know it's there, and it's not that expensive. A time release 1,500 milligram capsule, which means it only has to be taken twice a day to make 3,000, morning and evening. And many of us guys aren't quite as meticulous as ladies at taking their pills three times a day. So if you, like me, aren't as meticulous, you might look for the 1,500 milligram time release and use those twice a day. And before I shut up, which I really will, I'm going to say one other thing, sir.
Jim.
Niacinamide was found also in experimental animals to reverse, and I did say reverse, Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
So you might be saving yourself a heck of a lot of trouble, sir, with just this one thing.
Very good. Very three things then. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's great. That's really great. Well, I'll sure try. Can I get that at the Tahoma Clinic?
The time release you can get at Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. The 1,000 milligram that you take three times a day, I'm sure you can get that in any health food store.
Okay.
And compounding pharmacy.
Well, I sure appreciate that. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling and letting everybody know about this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.